Have you ever just wanted to sit at a kitchen table, enjoy a cup of coffee, and talk? Well, let's do that. Grab your coffee and talk. My name's Michelle, and we're going to talk plants today. Don't you just love to go into someone's house that has plants? Lots of plants. Here and there, it just gives it a feeling of being alive, a warm feeling and a welcoming feeling. I personally love houseplants, and I currently have a lot of them in my house. I have them in my back room, in my front room. Any area that I can have a houseplant, there is probably a houseplant, because I enjoy them and they bring me joy. And when I think about that, it's why I really collect them, you might say, because I think of them as my friends. And when I think back, I think about my childhood. And growing up, we had a house full of plants. It was wonderful. I loved it. My mom was someone who had a natural green thumb, and she grew all kinds of plants, ones that vined, flowering plants, some that were tall, some that were short. She had a lot. She had cactuses, she had herbs, your basic house plants, all sorts of plants. In fact, in our house, we had a plant window that was in our kitchen that was beyond the kitchen sink. It was kind of big in the 80s to have one of these plant windows. We had one in our house, and it was full of all kinds of plants. And I thought it was the best thing in the world to stand at the kitchen sink and look out at all the different plants that my mom took care of at that time. And it was full, packed to the brim, full of all kinds of plants. So as a kid, I thought having plants in your home was a natural thing. I thought it was easy, and that everyone should have plants in their house, and that everyone had plants, and this was something that people just did. All homes had plants, right? Why not? We did. This was easy. So as growing up, I was like, I'm going to have plants myself, because this is something that I remember as a child I truly enjoyed. So fast forward to when I was a young adult and I had my first home. Oh boy, I thought that after having kids and creating a home for my family, that I needed to start adding plants to my house, just like I had as a child. This should be easy. I'll just start adding. Just go and buy some plants and put them in my house. My mom did it. I should be able to do that, right? It was easy for my mom. It should be easy for me. Wrong. Boy, was I wrong. I quickly learned that taking care of plants is so much harder than it looks and seems. So I desperately wanted a house full of plants, because I remembered that as a kid, but I ended up with a house full of dead plants. And I would try and I would fail. And then I would try again and fail again. I could not figure it out why these plants weren't surviving. It frustrated me, and yet it saddened me at the same time. I was at a point that I knew one thing. My mom had a glorious green thumb when I was a kid. But me, I have a charred, blackened thumb from the get-go, and I killed more plants than survived. But I wanted to persevere, and I didn't give up. Now I have a home that has plants all over that are thriving from the mistakes that I have learned when I was younger, and I am able to continue. And I hope today that I can pass on the knowledge that I learned from my mistakes and that I continue to learn each and every day. Sanyo, you're probably wondering, what does this all mean and why is this important? Well, this is what I mean. You will learn how to take care of plants by failing at taking care of plants. There is no other way. Trinity Wilburn. I love this quote because it embodies everything about taking care of plants. You cannot just wake up one day and say, I'm going to have a house full of plants, like I did, and have it be successful. It just doesn't happen that way. You are going to make mistakes. Some of your leafy friends will die. I am so sorry. Heck, I still kill a couple of my lovely leafy friends, even today, after years of working with plants. The most important thing, though, is that you learn. The you grow in your knowledge of plants and other plants that might intrigue you. The most important advice I can give you today is that you don't stop researching and learning. These habits will lead you to success. Learning to take care of your plants will instill a love of plants. It did for me and for many others before me and after me. The love of gardening is a seed once sown that never dies. Gertrude Jekyll. This quote is wonderful because it explains it. When you start to garden, when you start to take care of plants, a love grows within you for wanting to see things grow. God gives us such a desire to watch things grow. So why not tap into that? So I keep trying, keep growing, and learning. In fact, in the words of Thomas Edison, I have not failed. I just found 10,000 ways that won't work. Isn't it funny how at times when things get tough or when we fail, we sometimes want to just give up and quit? I understand that feeling. When I was killing plant after plant after plant, or when I came home after a long day and see that my plants needed care and I was tired, it's hard. It is hard to learn and be willing to care for something else. But I cannot explain that level of accomplishment you will feel and the joy that will grow within you if you take this step. To come home and see the freshness of nature within your home, it will fill you with a joy that's undescribable. It will be worth it in the end. So how did I learn to take care of my plants? Research. Lots of research. I did a ton of research, and I'm going to share with you what I have learned over the years through research, trial, and error. And trust me, I haven't stopped researching, and there is still so much more out there, a lot more knowledgeable people out there, but this is just scratching the surface that I want to share with you today. The first thing to consider is your lifestyle and the type of plant that fits into your lifestyle. If you live a busy life, you will want to find a plant that doesn't require much attention, a resilient one. Before choosing a plant, examine your schedule. Make sure you are honest with yourself. You do not want to buy a plant that is pretty in the store that requires a lot of attention and then find out you kill it in a month or two because of neglect. Once you've figured out your lifestyle, do some research. Look up the plants you like and see if they align with the way you live. There are plenty of plants out there that will fit any type of lifestyle. Just keep looking and learning. Also, consider your level of knowledge. If you are a beginner, like myself at times, I wouldn't recommend getting a plant that requires a lot of attention or is difficult to take care of. You want to make sure that your choice will lead to a successful end rather than a failed end. Next, I learned about soil. Dirt, to be exact. There is more to soil than meets the eye. Some soil is just that, dirt, while other types have more to offer. If you are starting from scratch, ensure you know what type of soil you are purchasing or you need for your plant. If you already have soil and plants, consider the type of soil that you actually have at this time. Is it old? Is it clay-based? Is it full of sand? Is it nutrient-rich, like mulch? Research is a big key. Again, I learned my lesson all too well. I found out that the dirt, soil. I was using lacked the acidity that some of my plants needed when I started out. I also found that some of my soil that had a lot of clay was slowly killing my plants. So I've learned that I often need to enrich my soil because it's old and nutrient deficient or clay-based. I've added crushed eggshells for calcium, coffee grounds for acidity, and sand to help with drainage. So conduct your own research to understand what your specific plants need and what you have. Find out what your dirt is. Find out what your dirt or your plant will need as you acquire more your dirt to plant your plants in. Because remember, some plants require more acidity than others. Some need potassium. Others will thrive in a sandy soil, and others need a great level of drainage. Did you know that the most common way to kill a plant is by overwatering? I learned that one. To water or not to water? That is the question when it comes to plants. In the beginning, I was horrible. I thought for sure you needed to water your plants all the time, or that they needed to be watered every 7 days, no matter what, or water them every 30 days, no matter what. I was so wrong. I waterlogged at least one, two, maybe even five plants in the beginning. I didn't do my research well. With so many different variety of plants available, you will learn that each one requires a slightly different watering schedule. So you need to know what your plant needs. Remember when I mentioned considering your lifestyle? If you're often busy and not home, you might want to consider to choose a resilient plant that doesn't require frequent watering. How can you tell if your plant needs and how can you tell if your plant needs watering? Do your research. From my experience, most plants need to be watered about 7 to 10 days, depending on the time of year. I usually check the soil. I pick up a bit of soil, about 2 inches of that topsoil, to see if it's dry. I feel it in my fingers and kind of move it around. Sometimes I'll even take my finger and kind of dig it around the plant within the pot itself. This will tell me if it's dry or not. If it is, I know it's time to water. And yes, there are times you will forget to check your pot plants. I have forgotten to check my plants. So if you're coming into a room and you see that they're not perky, go check your dirt. They probably need a bit of water that day. So it's crucial to know for all of your plants how often to water and what it looks like if they do need water. Because you don't want to drown your plants and you don't want to starve your plants either. Let there be light. Light is another important part of a plant's life. Plants do not need consistent light. They need good light. This means some plants require a high amount of light while others can tolerate a low level of light. That is why it's important to consider the type of light your house has before purchasing your plants. Initially, I bought plants that needed high amounts of light, but my house doesn't provide enough. I thought adding a plant light would help, and at times it will help. But in my experience, this expensive light didn't always help my situation. I didn't take my house into consideration, nor the type of light I had before I purchased my plants. So once again, research. Consider your house. Look into your plants that you like and consider what you have before you buy your new baby. If you have a window that is a good supply of light, you might want to figure out how you can add or put multiple plants around that window. Keep looking, keep planning, and keep learning, and most of all, keep researching. The other tip is create a schedule. So now, some gardeners do not recommend this. They encourage people to check their plants on a regular basis instead of creating a schedule of watering, because sometimes that schedule will bind you in and you end up overwatering your plant or neglecting it. But in reality, there will be times of the year that you need to water more often than others. And there are some plants that only need to be watered once a month. So having a schedule is very helpful. And for me, I don't have a flexible schedule in my life, and I'm a very forgetful person. So I mark my calendar to check my plants about every 7 to 10 days, and then I mark when I feed them. So I know that, hey, April 10th, I watered my plants. Okay, right around the 20th, I need to start checking my plants and seeing if they need to be watered again. That helps me. Because if I don't do that, I will forget. And then I look up and it's been 21 days, if not 30 days, since I've watered my plants and they're sagging and screaming at me. So this is a choice you will need to make. Again, it goes back to the type of lifestyle you live. Are you a busy person? Or are you someone who has a bit of time on your hands and you're very flexible? Whichever it is, I recommend that you at least mark a schedule for the first 6 months to a year after you buy your plants of when you've watered them and when to start checking. This will help you develop skills and habits to successfully take care of your plants. Over the years, I've learned also some little peculiar things, some little side notes about taking care of your plants. First, just this last year, I discovered that adding a little hydrogen peroxide to the water gives your plants and can oxygenate. Let me try that one again, guys, because I just misspoke that word. Oxygenate the soil, adding oxygen to your soil. However, it is crucial not to overdo this. But like I said, a little bit into your water really helps your plants. They love it. You can also steep a banana in water for about a week or 2 weeks to create potassium-rich solution. Adding a bit of this to your water when you water your plants or feed your plants can provide them with potassium. And the plants that need potassium are going to really love that bit of treatment in their water. Lastly, and most importantly, remember to dust your plants. Dusting is a chore, and I understand that. I really don't like to dust myself. But it's crucial for the health of your plant. Plants breathe through their leaves, and prolonged dust will accumulate and can obstruct their quote-unquote breathing. It can also encourage different types of bugs and spiders and things that aren't healthy for your plant, which will then hinder their growth and vitality and sometimes will actually kill your plant. So take that towel, I know it's not something I want to do every day, and give your plant a good dusting. They will really appreciate it. Also, you can give your plant a nice little shower once a year in the late spring. I personally don't do that, but I've heard that they love it. And that just, again, it takes off all that dust that's accumulated over a year, and it just freshens up their leaves. If there are any little tiny bugs that are trying to grow in there, it removes them, which then gives them a healthier environment for them to grow and thrive. The other thing that I have learned, and everybody gives me a side look when I talk about this one, which is hilarious, and it is I play plant music for my plants. I know you're laughing. Go ahead. Everybody else does. My husband laughs at me when I tell him this. But there has been research done that if you play certain music for your plants, it actually helps them grow and thrive. There are certain tones that encourage your plants to grow. So about once a week or so, I play my plant music to give them sound food. And it helps. And the reality is that type of music also brings a bit of peace to my house. So I get a bit of peace on that day. I personally enjoy it. Now, I know this all seems overwhelming. You might think, oh, it's hard to take care of plants. It's not worth it. Why would I do it? I don't want to add plants to my house. I'll just stick to the fake ones I've got. Guys, it's totally worth it. Guaranteed, hands down. It is so worth it. And it's not that overwhelming once you get started and you actually do it. There are wonderful starter plants that you can successfully grow. And there's so much out there that you can research and you can buy and get. I have this amazing book that I have had for years. I can't even remember when I bought it. I've had it for so long. It's called The Complete Guide to Houseplants. And it's an ortho book. And it has everything that I ever need to know about my plants. So if there's something that I'm trying to troubleshoot, or if I'm going to invest in a new plant that might be something different that I haven't taken care of, a lot of times I go straight to this book first. It has good, solid information. So don't give up. Don't say this is not worth it. It is totally worth it. I highly suggest it, that if you were to go out there and find this plant that will work well for you, you will thank me, because it will add so much more to your house. I am so confident in this that I've actually even shared a link to an article that I put together on my website that's down below. So click on it. It also has a PDF, a free plant card download on there that's available. And this will download it, print it, and then as you purchase your plants, fill out the information and then just tuck it somewhere where you have free access to it. You could even do it, recreate it and put it on your phone. But this is something that will help you keep that information close by so you can actually successfully take care of those new little friends. And something that, like I said, I really encourage you to do. And it is through the learning and the research and the growing and trying that we succeed in introducing something new to our house, something new to our lives. Plants, whatever it may be. Today for me, it's plants, adding plants into that. And this is helping me, and it can help you develop those skills for a successful life and to continue to add that beauty and that peace to your home and for everybody to enjoy as they come in. And it is a wonderful way to improve your home and inspire those who come to visit to grow in their own little jungle and to grow in their own little ways. So I hope today you've learned and I have inspired you to go down to the store. Buy that little friend, little potted plant, put it in your windowsill and take care of it and smile, because God's smiling at you with his new little friend. Have a great day. Well, I'm glad you joined me today and I hope you learned something. So here's to the next day and the next cup of coffee.